Redeeming the rubbish. To this very hour we go hungry and thirsty. We are poorly clad and roughly treated. We wander about homeless and we toil, working with our own hands. When ridiculed, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we respond gently. We have become like the world's rubbish, the scum of all, to this very moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13. She called them the untouchables, the poorest of the poor, the ones society deemed no better than garbage tossed into the gutters of Calcutta. We read about this type of rejection, and we think we would never allow such degradation on our watch. We think that we would put on our blue and white saris and bustle about with Mother Teresa saving the world one soul at a time. Then we reject the thought of picking up a homeless person on a street corner and sharing a meal with him. We recoil at the smell of soiled diapers in the nursing home. We distance ourselves from the rants of mentally ill people in our community. We stand on a pedestal and peer down upon the addicts, the prostitutes, the prisoners, and the unchurched. Would I have enough courage to bend into the sewers or the garbage dumps to clean a person who hasn't bathed in days? Would I lovingly tend the wounds of a leper? Would I climb through the poverty of the Guatemalan highlands to provide clean water to the alienated when I can hardly halt my precious schedule to clean up a grandchild's vomit or bathe an elderly parent? Would I allow myself to be united with the persecuted, the rubbish, the scum, the untouchables? Am I willing to descend into the hell that so many people in this world live so that I can be the hands of Jesus? Am I willing to leave behind cleanliness and beauty and piety so that I can walk someone out of the pit of despair? I am not even close. St. Paul warned the Corinthians to not be inflated with pride. He told them not to be in favor of one person over against another. The apostles and followers of Jesus had to come to the realization of the meaning of the cross. They had to accept that to be something in the eyes of the Lord, they first had to become nothing on earth. They had to learn to redeem the rubbish. About the author, Beth Castile writes from rural southwestern Pennsylvania. She and her husband are blessed with 4 adult children and 4 grandchildren. You can read more of her work at bethcastile.com, or you can check out her chapter in 2 collaborative books, Crowned with Grace and Cloud of Witnesses, available at store.faithandfamilypublications.com.